Honoring an unbelieving husband with emotional, sexual, and relational surrender in Christian marriage. In this session, we are addressing a tender and important question. Can a Christian wife really surrender herself as a wife, emotionally, sexually, and relationally, in honor of an unbelieving husband? Based on 1 Corinthians 7, the answer is yes, with wisdom, holiness, and clear boundaries. Many Christian women in spiritually unequal marriages feel torn. They love Christ deeply, but their husbands do not share that faith. So they begin to wonder whether full wifehood is still appropriate. They may pull back emotionally, hesitate sexually, or become guarded relationally because they fear that offering themselves deeply to an unbelieving husband somehow dishonors God. But 1 Corinthians 7 gives a different picture. Paul says that if the unbelieving husband is willing to live with the believing wife, she is not to leave him simply because he is an unbeliever. He also speaks of the sanctifying influence of the believing spouse within the marriage and says, God has called us in peace. That means the marriage is still real. The covenant is still weighty. The wife is not called to live like half a wife because her husband is half interested in spiritual things. She is still a wife before God. That matters deeply. A Christian woman does not honor Christ by becoming cold, withholding, suspicious, or emotionally absent simply because her husband is not a believer. If he is not abusive, coercive, adulterous, or dangerously destructive, then she may freely honor him as her husband. She may offer warmth, affection, sexual availability within holy marital faithfulness, companionship, tenderness, and relational loyalty. She does not need to act like spiritual inequality cancels marital reality. In fact, one of the ways a Christian wife may beautifully witness to Christ is by becoming more, not less, faithful in her wifehood. She can embody steadiness, she can embody tenderness, she can embody covenantal sexual honor, she can embody relational safety, she can say with her life, I belong to Christ, and therefore I will honor what is good, true, and holy in this marriage. This surrender must be understood rightly. It is not self-erasure. It is not permission for abuse. It is not silent compliance with sin. It is not sexual coercion. It is not emotional slavery. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not abuse counseling or crisis intervention. If a husband is manipulative, violent, coercive, sexually exploitative, or dangerous, a woman should seek qualified pastoral, legal, and professional help. But where the husband is unbelieving yet willing to dwell in peace, the wife has biblical permission to be fully a wife. That includes emotional surrender. She may choose to share her heart, her presence, her companionship, her care, and her affection. It includes relational surrender. She may choose partnership in daily life, honor in speech, support in appropriate matters, and the building of household peace. It also includes sexual surrender in the holy mutuality of marriage. 1 Corinthians 7 does not portray sexual union in marriage as defiled because one spouse is an unbeliever. Rather, the marriage bond remains real and weighty. Some Christian women need permission to stop acting as though every touch, every intimacy, or every expression of loyal wifehood is spiritually compromised. If the marriage is intact and if peace is present, then she may honor her husband as husband. She may give herself in marital love without shame. Her body is not betraying Christ by honoring covenant. Her tenderness is not disobedience. Her faithful sexuality in marriage is not lesser because her husband is not yet a believer. What not to do? Do not use spiritual inequality as a reason for coldness. Do not withdraw sexually to punish unbelief. Do not act like being a wholehearted wife dishonors Christ. Do not confuse holiness with emotional distance. Do not surrender to sin, but do not refuse good wifehood out of fear. Instead, become a peaceful, honoring, fully present wife where Scripture gives you room to do so. A Christian woman may love an unbelieving husband faithfully, sexually, relationally, and tenderly, while still belonging wholly to Christ. That is not compromise. In the right setting, that is covenantal honor.